masturbate a lot.
W-E-K-E-N-D, it's weekend.
I'm now going to appoint you the gay digger ambassador of the planet Earth in the first degree.
I'm gonna get it!
You said it.
Oh, I'm gonna make this horny fucking whore come. Yeah, I'm gonna make this horny fucking whore come. Yeah, oh god. It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Pause into cock and bull to return and play this scat.
If I'm thinking about a kid, it not only helps me to objectify him, but it makes it all right for me to go out and molest children or rape women.
To put it bluntly, my friends, the world is in a fucking mess.
Evil! Evil!
Evil! All right, come on, son!
I lost my hover-round mobility scooter.
Sunday, June 11th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, drunk and belligerent on the Starship Enterprise. Plus, bitch slapping your sister over demons and ramen noodles, using your intestines as a weapon, and Godzilla versus Megacolon. All this, push your voicemails today on TV.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
A number of people think that drinking semen is a good idea.
Back here with you for another program, a weekend show, W-E-E-K-E-N-D. This is all, of course, because I missed Friday's show, and whenever I miss a show, I try to make it up to you. That's why I'm here today. Have a great one for you. At the top of the program, I just want to talk for a moment about podcasting and live streaming and vlogging. Each of these methods of content delivery are valid. They have their place. They also have their pros and cons. Now, I look at people who can do a live show, like a two-hour live show, with awe. I think it's an incredible talent. And, you know, I've done live shows before. Just, you know, when I was working at the Real Talk Network many, many years ago, back in 2000, we were doing live shows. I've done a few live casts over the years, but the majority of the show, like the overwhelming majority, are these recorded podcasts. The advantage, of course, is if I fuck up, and I do a lot, I can stop, go back, fix whatever problem I was having, and then continue on. The disadvantage is, you really have to have a tight program. The expectation is everything is going to sound perfect. Take out imperfections and all that shit. Now, with a live show, the audience will give you a little leeway because they realize that this is not recorded. It's live. You can't control everything. So, like, if I were to call someone, if I wanted to talk to someone on my podcast and they weren't there, I would just delete that chunk of the show because it's worthless. Who wants to hear me dialing a number, building up a segment, a bit or whatever, and then it just falls flat because the person's not there to answer the phone? Now, if you're live and you're trying to call someone, well, you can't edit it out. And I think the audience would be a little more forgiving in a live broadcast setting than in a recorded podcast if that was left in. So the other thing, and of course, like with live broadcast, you can take calls. You can talk to your audience and they can bring up topics and that might lead to good bits or whatever. So like I said, there's advantages and disadvantages. The reason why I bring this up, in the last day or two, I've seen a couple examples of both live and recorded content that are super cringy for different reasons, and I would like to feature them for you now. Just, this is like a warning. If you ever decide to record yourself and post it on YouTube, do your own podcast, whatever. First up, this is a pre-recorded show called Simply Sarah. She does, if you're a fan of Yeast Radio, I'm sure you know all about Simply Sarah. She is a huge gelatinous blob who cooks food. And, you know, she seems like a very sweet girl, and her recipes actually look pretty tasty. But she does this thing in her productions where she cuts, right? Cuts after almost every word. So it sounds something like this.
Hey everybody, welcome to Simply Sarah's Kitchen. Today I'm gonna make roast pork chop. First thing you're gonna wanna do is you're gonna preheat your oven 450 degrees. Then get onions ready. Cup of onions. Dice them up. firmly. Now you're just gonna go ahead and take a little bit of salt, mix that in a little bit of black pepper to taste, put in the oven.
I've got an example here, and this might be something you actually need to watch. So I'll post a link on the show notes today. But maybe you can see what I mean here.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show, we're going to make...
There was a cut right there. Like, welcome to Simply Sarah. Then she forgot what she was making. Is that the... You can't say, welcome to Simply Sarah. Today we're making open-faced patty melt burgers or whatever the fuck she's making.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show, we're going to make an open-faced burger.
See, there was a cut between open-faced and burger. How do you not... That's a single thing. Open face burger. Why is there a cut between those two things? Open face burger.
The saucepan, I've sliced up two
cut,
onions
cut,
and put
cut.
Half a tablespoon of some oil in the pan. So I can saute my onions. And we're just going to caramelize these down. We're going to make some.
It's way more noticeable when you watch the video because you can actually see like where the cuts are happening. And she's got like that background music throughout the whole thing, so you can't really. Sometimes you can't tell where the cuts are if you're just listening.
Caramelized onions. Yeah. This will take a little bit for onions to get caramelized. At least a good 20 to 30 minutes.
Like, I almost understand when you're doing a cooking show to cut after each thought, but she'll cut every word.
I got it on a medium heat.
Right? I got it on a medium heat. I got it cut on a... Cut, medium heat.
And I'll just as I go.
I know a lot of YouTubers, especially ones who just sort of like talk right into the camera, use this method. It's really annoying. Now, what happens when you're used to editing yourself, going back, fixing all your problems, but then you're thrown into a live situation? Well, just to show you how different these two scenarios are, I've got a clip here from E3. E3 is the big gaming expo. It's currently going on right now. And Jesse Wellens, who is a YouTuber, I guess he probably does Let's Play videos or something. Maybe does stuff for Twitch. Who knows? He was invited by EA to come talk about their new Need for Speed game. And things don't go well.
What up, guys? Thank you for having me, EA. If you guys don't know who I am, my name is Jesse Wellens, and I am a YouTube creator. So I am here...
Already having problems.
...to talk about Need for Speed.
Okay.
Payback.
Uh-oh.
If you guys didn't know Need for Speed Payback, I'm...
Now would be a good time for an edit, but unfortunately we're live.
Need for Speed Payback. I'm...
Nervous laugh, flop sweat.
Yes, great game. But alright,
all set aside.
I'm a YouTube creator, Need for Speed Payback. It's coming out. I got my boy Marcus, executive producer here. He is the producer in the game. Thank you, Nick, for having me.
Hey, man. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you, Nick. Did he say Nick? His name's not Nick.
He is the producer. I got my boy Marcus, executive
Marcus.
Producer here. He is the producer in the game. Thank you, Nick, for having me.
Nick. Thanks, Nick. It almost sounds like he was going to say the N-word. Like, you my nigga. Here's my nigga to talk about Need for Speed.
Is the producer in the game. Thank you, Nick, for having
me. Last time they were going to invite a YouTuber up
man.
There.
Thanks, Jesse. Obviously, we're really excited to tell everyone about Need for
Speed. The YouTuber's just like standing up there smiling, shaking his head. He realized he fucked up. It's harder than it looks. It's different when you can just say whatever you want on your YouTube channel while you're playing a game. So there's just a couple examples of YouTubers being bad broadcasters. Speaking of video games, last week on the show, I played a clip of a couple people arguing while playing some Star Trek VR game. I've got another one here. I think alcohol was involved in this confrontation. The guy seemed drunk. I just love that this was a Star Trek Bridge Crew VR. This game seems to cause a lot of brawls. And I think it's because, you know, you each have your own duty. Like, there's, you know, one person's the captain, one person's the engineer. But you all have to work together and communicate. And if there's one thing gamers are bad at, it's communicating. All right, so let's take a listen to a couple of these guys fighting.
Yes,
Invincible.
Get some fucking help.
So Invincible is one of the users. Vince, I think, is his real name. In all caps. Invincible.
Dude, shut the fuck up, dude. Are you kidding me? We're having fun, dude. Are you kidding me?
Dude, you will literally get shot by police.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! I'll fucking beat the fuck out of your fucking face! Dude, are you kidding me?
I'm not worried about you.
Look at the hands, bro. Look at the hands, bro. Look at the hands, bro. You're a fucking punk ass bitch. And you fucking would never say anything like that to me in person.
What's funny is, like, as the character is talking, you know, his avatar, his hands are flailing around. Because they're all connected to the VR stuff, and it's mimicking what this dude is doing at home.
In person? A picture of my dick right now. You want a picture of my dick? You sound like you...
Yes, please.
You want a picture of my dick?
No, look at him.
No, his face looks like he want a picture of my dick.
Shut the fuck up.
He looks a little gay. He looks a little gay.
Take a fucking breath.
You look gay. You look gay. How about that?
Looks a little gay. Looks a little gay. He wants a dick. Does he want a dick, girl?
Ask him what his number is.
What's your number, girl?
Girl. Aren't we supposed to be like in the 23rd or 24th century? Not all this petty stuff was left behind.
What's your number, girl? What's your number, girl?
What's your number? I don't recall a fight like this breaking out on an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation between like Geordi and Worf. Show me your dick, Worf! Show me your gay dick!
Speak now.
No, shut the
fuck
up!
This was real.
Hey, alright, let's fucking do it then. What's your number, girl?
This is on.
Yeah, you can't get
you blind ass motherfucker, Geordi. I'll come all over your face. You won't even know it.
Get on me, motherfucker.
Black Wampa.
Hey, I'm the fucking bitch. Wait. I'm the motherfucker.
Yeah, you are
get
the
with
bitch.
No, you get are with the me, bitch.
This is an odd argument. No, I'm the motherfucking bitch.
Fucker. No, I am the bitch up in this motherfucker. Get
with it.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Like we're fighting, but we're also agreeing. We're agreeing that, yes, you are the bitch.
Hey, the motherfucker, you never say it to me in front of my face, and you know it. No, it don't matter where he's from. I don't care if he's from Europe.
I love that the wife is in the background. Fucking fag!
I don't care if he's from
New
York.
You know who the fuck I am.
Listen to me. Hey, without sizing me up, and without me sizing you up, do you think you really take me in a street fight, boy?
All right. I should also mention that they're kind of like in the lobby or the, what is it called? Like the briefing room. So the game hasn't even really started.
Say it.
Dude, take you? You'd be fucking unappetized.
This fight goes on for like 15 minutes.
He's a confident little boy, ain't he?
I should also point out that this video was recorded by a third party. Right, this is just another person in the lobby who witnessed these two people fighting.
Yeah. No, listen to me.
Shut the fuck up.
Do I need to get like this again? Did I wreck your motherfucking ass and fuck your mom in the ass in front of you? You wouldn't do anything in front of you. What you gonna do, bitch? What the fuck you gonna do? No, you just got fronted on and you can shut the fuck up. What the fuck are you gonna do?
Nothing.
There's nothing that you can do. No, look at my fingers. You fucking little virtual. Hey, virtual cunt.
Today's episode title, of course, is going to be virtual cunt.
Oh, virtual cunt. No, I'm gonna fuck the virtual cunt. I'm gonna fuck the virtual cunt.
We're not even halfway through this video. I don't think I can play anymore. Maybe I'll do a bonus mini show for Sideshow members later today. Be on the lookout for that. All right, one more short clip, and then we will get into the news. Remember a month or two ago, I featured a gay retard? I don't know how else to describe him. Like, there's something wrong with him. He talks with, like, a speech impediment, but he's also very gay, loves to suck cock. And for some reason, he's always wearing like latex gloves and smoking.
So, when I just wake up in the afternoon, I'm not a morning person.
Dad, do you remember his? That's his voice. There's already some retard logic going on there. I woke up in the afternoon and, you know, I'm not a morning person. Well, it's not the morning anymore. It's the afternoon. He was still in a grumpy mood, though. And he ended up beating the shit out of his sister. So he goes downstairs to have some breakfast, you know, in the afternoon. He was having some ramen noodles.
Those type of noodles?
Yes.
And when I was trying to eat my food, my stupid ass sister won't stop bugging me to trying to help out with her fake demons. She thinks that our house is haunted, but there's no proof of my house is haunted.
In this kid's defense, no matter what time I wake up, if someone is trying to confront me about exercising demons before I had my morning ramen, I'd be pretty angry too. I'm no good unless I get my first bowl of noodles in.
But a few years ago, that she had drugs of myth drugs. You know about myth?
Meth? You talking about meth? Not myth, meth?
I read in the research.
I mean, that would make sense about the thinking they're demons and stuff.
Yeah, I do some research about the myth drugs. It'll cause you brain damage and makes you see things, hear things.
Sounds like meth to me.
It makes you believe that there's ghosts around this house. When everybody doesn't hear things or see things, means that there's nothing wrong with you. But when you're doing drugs, when you see things, hear things, there is something extremely wrong with you.
There you go. Know the warning signs.
When Jesus is not helping you out, means that there is something really wrong with you. So, the point is that when my sister keeps bugging me and trying to force me out to not stop using witchcraft, I don't want to stop witchcraft in my horror movies. That is who I am and what I am. I choose to be a witch. I choose to be a horror fan. She keeps forcing me to stop with all those stuffs. Then
stuffs.
She had a month old baby, a newborn.
Something tells me the baby's not going to make it to the end of the story. Please tell me you didn't use the baby as a weapon to beat your sister up.
And he's like 8 years old, my new nephew.
He has brain damage.
This stupid bitch was preparing a fake exorcism of possession on herself in front of her son. Like, that's fucking stupid.
You're into witchcraft.
I knew that she was faking the entire time. She was faking it to get attention.
Again, this poor kid cannot enjoy his ramen noodle because his sister was faking a demon possession. What's a man to do?
When she was possessing herself with a fake raise in front of her son, and her son was clearly staring at her like there's something wrong with her. There is something wrong with her. So, I came up to her and bitch slap her to snap the fuck out of her. Yeah, I literally did bitch slap my sister.
I have a confession, freaks. This is Lord Douche. And I'm so in love.
She keeps forcing me to help her out, but I clearly said no.
Yeah, you helped her out,
and
all right.
And every time I said no, thank you, with a nice way.
Now I understand why he's wearing those latex gloves.
She doesn't fucking listen.
Stupid dumb broad. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news. Right now. A Sideshow member, now is a great time to sign up. Why? Because next week, not this coming week, not tomorrow, right, but the week after, we will be doing an entire week of Sideshow exclusive programs. I want everyone to sign up and become a member. So for a limited time, I've lowered prices. We're having a sale. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Get yourself a monthly or yearly membership on sale. Very inexpensive. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do bonus material. I'm seriously considering doing another show right after this just for Sideshow members, a little mini program. Last week we did an exclusive show on Thursday and Tuesday. You can grab all those programs. Become a member, superfreaksideshow.com. Sideshow members are the reason this program continues. So, very important that we have a nice, healthy, robust, chunky Sideshow. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you guys ever suffered from constipation? I actually like it. I like the feeling of having to shit. I like sitting on the toilet and shitting. I like the pushing. I like the struggle. There are two types of people in the world. People who like easy shits and those who like a challenge. I fall in the latter category. Surgeons removed 30 inches of a man's large intestine after diagnosing him with a rare condition involving a buildup of constipation throughout his life. Now, I'm assuming this wasn't like he never shit, because at some point he would notice he's not like other people. I'm like, oh my god, I'm like a fucking superhero. Everyone else has to take time out of their day to go to the bathroom, and I don't. Okay, it's kind of like the lamest superpower ever, but still, I'm a mutant! All right, he starts fighting crime and is immediately killed because, you know, not pooping isn't really a power. All right, so here we go. The unnamed male patient, 22, is believed to have been born with a congenital condition known as Hirschsprung's disease, also known as HD. His bowels were in high definition. Again, it sounds superhuman. All right, it means his stool can't pass because of a lack of nerves in some muscles inside of his colon. As a result, the man's abdomen began to bulge at a very young age, to the point where people thought he appeared heavily pregnant. No, he was just full of shit. He had to rely on laxatives and other constipation medicine. Oh, so he knew early on that he had this condition. And so he just had to take laxatives and constipation medicine to force the bowel movements to happen. Oh my god. The pictures that accompany this story are horrific. And I think I should make it today's featured image. I'm debating on whether I should use the picture of the doctor kneeling in front of this guy's bowels that had to be cut out, or just the intestine itself, which looks like a super huge maggot covered in blood. Dr. Yin Lu and his team of experts at the 10th People's Hospital in Shanghai in East China met with the man and claimed they were stunned by the size of the man's abdomen, noting that it looked like it could explode at any time. That would be messy. They did not say why he chose to finally seek medical attention, but reports suggest it was because of intense discomfort. The medic's instinct told him that the patient was suffering from a form of megacolon. Oh my god, that sounds like a superhuman as well. Like a villain. I'm megacolon. And tests quickly confirmed that the young man had months, if not years, worth of feces trapped in the degenerative section of his colon. There are so many great words and phrases in this story. He was taken into what was eventually a 3-hour surgery to have 76 centimeters, or about 30 inches, of his large intestine removed. There's another picture. This one is of the doctor holding the intestine like a baby. So many great pictures, words, and phrases in the story. It was stitched closed at either end to prevent his stool from falling out. And was in the end measured at some 28 pounds. The patient is now stable and is expected to make a full recovery. HD is said to occur in roughly 1 out of every 5,000 births and is usually diagnosed in children. However, some sufferers don't realize they have the condition until they reach adulthood, when their intestine explodes, coating all of their organs in shit, and they die. Needless to say, it's too late to do anything. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Indiana. An Indiana firefighter is warning parents about fidget spinners, a popular fad toy, after his daughter nearly choked on a metal piece that flew off. I have a hard time believing this story. Well, I have a hard time believing it the way it's presented to us. The child was spinning her fidget spinner when all of a sudden, a metal bearing broke off, right? She was just spinning it in her hand normally. The metal piece flew off and into her mouth, down her goddamn gullet. Don't you think it's more likely that this girl was using the fidget spinner in a way that it was not designed to be used? I.e., like, sucking on it, like, putting it in her mouth, right? And licking it, you know, the bearing fell out and she swallowed it. That seems more likely than her spinning it with her mouth wide open, right? Yeah, she's spinning it real fast. Don't go fast. And then the piece of it flies off and manages to go in her mouth. That seems highly unlikely. Teach your children to keep their mouth closed, first of all. All right, so yeah, she was spinning the fidget spinner in the back seat of the car when this all went down. Quote, I did about 5 minutes of back blows, hot, with her coughing. It became dislodged, but didn't come out of her mouth. It went down her stomach, the firefighter wrote. The girl was hospitalized and later released. A photo of an x-ray shows that the metal piece was stuck in the girl's stomach. Quote, thankfully this turned out well, but please be aware that it can be a real choking hazard. Anything can be a choking hazard if you put it in your mouth. Boy, this podcast is chock full of lessons today. But you see what I'm saying? Like, this toy is designed for kids who should know better. But kids don't know better, because they're all idiots. Fidget spinners made of plastic, metal, and ball bearings have become the must-have toy this year, hitting store shelves and online retailers starting this spring. The toy was first seen as a popular item for people with ADHD and autism. Oh, God. How many kids with autism have died because of sucking down their fidget spinner hole? They have since been banned in many classrooms after teachers claimed they were more of a distraction than a helpful tool. Parents also said the toy poses a potential choking hazard. In May, for instance, part of a fidget spinner lodged into a Texas girl's throat while she was cleaning it with her mouth. That is so disgusting. Like, it's one thing to say, like, oh, yeah, she had the fidget spinner in her mouth. You know, she was just sucking on it. That's another way of fidgeting. You know what I mean? Like, sucking on whatever. But the mother had to go one step further and say, oh, she was cleaning it with her. That's super disgusting, because, you know, you're touching it. Not just you know, you give it to your friend, you pass around the fidget spinner. Check out my fidget spinner. It spins for like 5 minutes. All these dirty, disgusting children handling the fidget spinner. And then you put it in your mouth and you suck it clean? Oh. She pointed to her throat, saying she'd swallowed something. So I attempted the Heimlich maneuver, but there was no resistance, the mother wrote in her Facebook post. Surgeons removed the piece of the spinner through an endoscopic procedure. Neither of those kids died, though. I was really hoping fidget spinners could help thin the herd. It's only a matter of time, though, before kids start, like, taping razor blades onto their fidget spinners or shards of glass. I bet you we'll see a few deaths, you know, in the next coming, whatever, weeks, months. All right, final story we have for you today. Oh, speaking of intestines, this was a very intestines-heavy show. The first story was all about intestines. Now we got this one from New Jersey. A New Jersey man was in critical condition on Wednesday after repeatedly stabbing himself with a 12-inch knife and then, on top of that, throwing his intestines at cops. Maybe he was already being chased by the cops and is like, I don't have a weapon. Maybe I could make nunchucks out of my intestines, swing those around. So he took matters into his own hands. Wayne Carter, who has a history of psychiatric problems. Let me tell you, that was quite possibly one of the most unnecessary lines in a news story I think I've ever read. When you cut yourself open and pull out your own intestines and chuck it at someone, it's assumed you've got a history of psychiatric problems. This is not the first weird thing you've done. All right, yes, Wayne Carter, who has a history of psychiatric problems, shocker, had barricaded himself inside his Hackensack, New Jersey home when the gruesome event took place late Sunday. Where are the YouTube videos of this? Murders are being live streamed, but this? No one was taping. All right. When police arrived at the scene, Carter refused to drop the weapon. What are we talking about here? The knife or his intestine? They're both weapons. All right. So, yes, he refused to drop the weapon. I'm guessing the knife. And began waving it along with a hammer. Well, now that might be his intestines. He then repeatedly stabbed himself in the legs, abdomen, and neck. Hackensack Police Lieutenant Timothy Lloyd said they tried to talk him down, but they were having no luck. He was slashing at them with the knife. when he began throwing pieces of skin, oh, and intestines at the officers, they called in the Bergen County Police Department SWAT team. By the time they arrived, Carter's intestines were literally hanging out of his body, an unnamed police official said. The scene was a bloody mess, the official said. The SWAT team members had to be decontaminated due to the amount of blood. Carter was eventually disarmed and disintestined after being sprayed with two cans of pepper spray and was rushed to the hospital where he underwent emergency surgery early Monday. Apparently intestines aren't that important. I thought they were kind of a big deal when it came to your body, but, you know, some guy had 30 inches of shit-filled intestines hacked out of his body and he lived. This guy was slicing out and off his intestines and chucking it at police, and he lived. He's gonna be fine. What have we learned here on DV Today? Intestines are overrated. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Sunday. Sunday, Sunday! Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. Other ways to contact me, show at distortedview.com. If you run across a funny piece of audio, video, news stories, whatever, send it along to me if you think it's DV worthy. Again, that's show at distortedview.com. You can also check out our subreddit, distortedview.reddit.com. See what other people are submitting. You can submit stuff that way too. I'm always checking the subreddit. All right, let's check in with a patron. I never get that right. Patron.
Timmy Boo, Scumhook here, mate.
Scum
just calling
Hawk.
In to A, give a bunch of freaks a shit, so fuck all you cunts. And B, my voicemails have got shitty audio quality because I usually call from the car. Sometimes I should close the windows and turn off the aircon, but I've left the sunroof open and the windows down this time.
It actually doesn't sound bad.
Just to annoy that faggot who was whinging about the fact I don't have good audio.
This is one of the better phone calls we've received from Scumhook, quality-wise.
Quality on my call, so
all right.
Fuck you, dickhead.
He's calling from around the world. Give him some slack. By the way, if you want to pledge a few bucks to our Patreon campaign, patreon.com/distortedview.
Hello, this is Florida Man.
No.
I call on driving to work. I clear throat a lot. I go, I say and many times, way more than is necessary. I argue with everybody and take everything very personally. Tim, I fooled you. This is Wapner Fulton. You had no idea. I called.
Everyone loves you.
This is a Catch-22 presented by question reintroduced by Scumhook. Thank you, Scumhook, for just bringing this fucking question back up as to whether we would rather have sex with transsexual or gay man. Now, by answering this question, aren't you a little too gay to be answering this question?
Who,
this,
me?
My friends, is what we call a conundrum.
Okay. Thank you, Vladimir Putin, for another stellar phone call.
Oh, hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member Popeye Doyle, and I'm a little bit late here, but I just wanted to say thank you for alerting me to the latest 600-pound life show with Fat Boy Get Down, whatever his name is.
John Asante, Stephen Asante.
It was really fascinating especially interesting to see.
That man is sick in the head. He's a fucking manipulative asshole.
What an 800-pound sack of shit looks like.
Yeah.
Just his life, the total mess that he is.
Yeah.
And a lot of things you didn't even get into, like his brother and his pretty... pathetic shop that he opens. Anyway,
sort of like hobby shop he opens in the episode.
I recommend anybody out there who's
no one. You never see anyone shopping there, though.
All interested to track down the show and check it out. Anyhow,
yeah, I have a feeling that we haven't seen the last of Steven or John Asante on that program. I mean, he was fucking gold. And when we last left off, he didn't have the procedure. He was still working on losing the weight. And I think we're going to get a follow-up episode or maybe a whole series following John Asante, which would kind of piss me off. I mean, I would love to watch it because it is fascinating, but I don't think he deserves it.
Hi, this is Chris Hansen from Hansen vs. Predator.
Yeah.
When I'm not out busy catching predators, I like to be virtually raped by Tim Henson on the Distorted View Show.
Right.
Jai Goo.
Well, you sound nothing like Chris Hansen, but I appreciate it. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com, of course, is our website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God.
Hey, virtual cunt! Virtual cunt!
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're Sideshow members, I'm going to try to do a mini program for you later today. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow, Monday, to start a new week of programs. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
You're going to go to prison, and a big black man's going to rape you and give you AIDS. You're going to have a big bleeping up your bleeping.